requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Friday. It is one of those wonderful, wonderful days that I absolutely enjoy so much. And we are thankful that you have tuned into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. We are so grateful that this station exists and that the airwaves are able to carry the good news of Jesus Christ throughout Brevard County and through the wonderful technology of the internet go around the globe. It can find you wherever your smartphone exists. And so if you happen to be traveling and say, oh man, I wonder what Pastor Bob was saying on the Refresh radio program today. If you have your smartphone with you, you can use the TuneIn app or go to WMIEFM.com, click listen on demand, and you can be on vacation and be refreshed. You could be traveling on a job assignment and be refreshed. It is just wonderful, wonderful what technology, when it works, is able to do. You can even, if your signal is not coming in very good on the radio, you can use the app and log on to those two places I just told you about, and you can get a crystal clear signal as long as you have internet access. So I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. I was driving down the road here not too long ago, and I saw people, and they were unloading a bunch of concrete. And it had the name on the truck that it was that they were operating. And I know that they use some concrete in their work, but it kind of looked they were getting ready to do concrete work at this particular place. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? Those folks need to call Jits Concrete. And I do want to encourage you. We had a person that visited on a Wednesday night here a few weeks ago, and he works in the concrete industry. He works for a different company, and it is very hot, and one of the most important things is to stay hydrated. We had a conversation about that, and so I want to ask you to be praying for our labor force that is out there in the heat, be they landscapers or concrete people or roofers or paving crews, framers, you name it. If they're out there in the heat, air conditioning repair people are always in the worst conditions as well. Be praying for those people. But if you do have a concrete job that you need done, I want to encourage you to call Greg at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And you might be saying right now, I don't know that I'm ever going to need that phone number. It's kind of like cleaning your garage. You can have something in there and you run across it when you're cleaning your garage and you say, you know what, I haven't used this in 5 years. And so I'm just going to throw it away or donate it to Goodwill or whatever. And the day after you throw it away, you find out you need one and have to go down to the local hardware store and buy one. You might not think that you're going to need Jits Concrete anytime near in the near future. You might not think that you have any electrical issues that you would need to call Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. You might not think that you'll ever have any air conditioning problems and have to call Creative AC Solutions. But you should write down their phone numbers when I give them to you so you can be ready just in case. Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that will be greatly appreciated. So today we are going to Isaiah chapter 30. And we are going to begin reading in verse number 26 today. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 26. Yesterday's program, we were talking about the blessings of the Lord. Today, we're going to try and finish up through verse number 33, the end of the chapter here. Hopefully, we will get through that, but in verse number 26, Isaiah 30, it says this: Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In that day, the Lord binds up the bruise of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar, burning with his anger, and his burden is heavy, and his lips are full of indignation. His tongue is like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream, which reaches up to the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of futility, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard and show the descent of his arm with the indignation of his anger and the flame of a devouring fire with scattering tempest and hailstones. For through the voice of the Lord, Assyria will be beaten down as he strikes with a rod, and in every place where the staff of punishment passes, which the Lord lays on him, it will be with tambourines and harps, and in battles of brandishing he will fight with it. For Tophet was established of old, yes, for the king it is prepared. He has made it deep and large. Its pyre is fire with much wood. The breath of the Lord is like a stream of brimstone kindles it. So, let's look at this. We talked yesterday about the blessing of the Lord, that he would give the rain for your seed and it would just cause wonderful harvest to come in. That would be enough for you. It'd be enough for your cattle, your oxen, your donkeys, all of your beast of burdens. It would cause you to have not only all of their needs met, but you would end up having a greater harvest in the time to come because they would be able to work even greater. And it says, moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. The light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. So let's look at this for just a moment. The moon can only reflect. The moon does not generate light. It simply reflects it. And you and I are called to reflect the light of the Lord Jesus Christ to our community. We need the blessing of God in our life, and that comes when a God of justice, when God, the God of justice, is ruling and reigning and blessing his people, it causes us to mirror or to reflect the Lord 7 times as effectively as we could have before. I don't know about you, but I would like to reflect his glory, his grace, his love, his mercy, his holiness, his power. I would like to reflect all of those things 7 times more intently in the days to come than I do at my best. That would be amazing. Now, in this particular case, the reason that the moon can reflect 7 times better is because the light of the sun will be 7 times brighter. And, you know, if you turned up the heat 7 times, that would be bad. That would scorch the earth. So we're not talking about that. We're not talking about an increase in heat. We are talking about a sevenfold increase in illumination. When my kids were growing up, and, you know, all of them had their own room after, you know, a period of time. But one of the things that they would do, because 2 of the bedrooms faced the east wall, two of them had windows facing the south wall as well. And one of the things that they would almost all do is they would block off that window to where there was nothing getting through in there, because they didn't want any illumination coming through that window until their eyes were ready to open. And back in those days, noon was an option. in the summertime. So they wanted to keep the illumination out. But I tell you, if the illumination was sevenfold what it was before, even what they had blocking out the sun was going to be insufficient. So they have these things now called blackout curtains, and you can get varying degrees of how effective you want those things to be. Well, God says that when he establishes his justice system the way that he wants it established, the illumination, the revelation, the things that people are going to behold spiritually is going to increase seven times. The last thing I want you to see, it says that the light of 7 days will happen in 1 day. There is not only an increased illumination, a number of lumens that are shining, but it is in a compressed time period. It is an increase in intensity. And so you and I, we have the advantage in the spirit realm. We are not tied to a chronological development pace. We are tied to a spiritual development pursuit of how intense we want to be in our relationship with God. There is not one single person listening to the sound of my voice that is being hindered in their spiritual development by any other person except for themselves. The only person holding me back is me. The only person holding you back is you. And so Jesus is, when this happens, when Jesus establishes the justice system the way that it needs to be established, there's going to be an increase in intensity, and you're going to see a period of rapid development. And not only that, there's a fourth thing that is taking place in this verse here, verse number 26 of Isaiah chapter 30, and that is, in the day that the Lord binds up the bruise of his people and heals the stroke of their wound, there is going to be an increased degree of healing. Just about every person that I know has some sort of wound that they carry. Sometimes it is a wound from their childhood. Sometimes it is a trauma from a car accident. Sometimes it is a lingering trauma from serving our country. Sometimes it is an insufficient financial trauma or a something that you haven't been able to recover from. Sometimes it is the wounds of a word that was spoken. Sometimes it's the abuse that you might have suffered from a child or from a spouse or from another individual or another entity. But God has the ability to heal. And so he says, when I establish justice, what's it say in verse number 18? For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. You can expect, you can wait and confidently expect for healing to come to you, to your children, to your body, to your mind, to your spirit. Don't settle for anything less when God has promised that healing is available and healing is coming. Okay? Got a message I'm working on at church. I had a whole lot of time on my hands here not too long ago. The only thing that I had was my Bible. And it's amazing how much of the word that you can read when all you have on your hand is time and a Bible. And so as I was reading it, God quickened something to me, and I'm going to be sharing that in the days to come. So I want to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We would love for you to benefit from what God is speaking to our congregation. The things that I share on the radio are different than the things that I share in the pulpit most of the time. There are some people that say, "Wow, your presentation is different." Well, it's much more systematic here on the radio. At church on Sunday morning, we're preaching many different topics because there's a full spectrum of people there that have needs, and so I preach the word that God gives me for that particular day. Now, let's look at verse number 27 and 28. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time here. Again, this is when the Lord manifests as a God of justice. And it says, "Behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar, burning with his anger, and his burden is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, his tongue like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream, which reaches up to the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of futility. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err." First thing I want you to see is that when God comes as a God of justice, remember the scripture that says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." Many people, because there have been so many martyrs, there have been so many Christians that have been persecuted, prayers that have been prayed, saying, how long, and God has been merciful and not come and dealt with all of that on a global scale, many people think that there is never a day of accountability and retribution that is coming. But please understand that God's mercy does not mean that God is neglectful. And there is coming a day, and he will be very intense about dealing with all of the persecution, the injury, the harm, and the murdering of his saints. So it will be a very, very serious time. It says that when he comes, that there's going to be a sifting of the nations with the sieve of futility. One person put it, with the sieve of worthlessness. Okay, a sieve is not something that we men would necessarily be familiar with as much unless you do a lot of cooking. I remember my mother having a sieve. It was a little tin can with a little wire mesh on it, and there was a little spinning contraption down in there, and you could put flour in there. You would turn this handle, and it would cause the flour to become even finer. Another purpose of a sieve is when you would take it, and this would be more construction mindset, of where you were going out and you were allowing things that were not worth very much to pass through the filtration system so that which was valuable would remain inside. That would be that which was larger. And then you could go through and you'd say, okay, this is what I need here. And so here he's describing that he was going to sift the nations, the people groups of the world, with the sieve of futility, to find out if there was anything that was worthless, anything that was empty, and anything that was ineffective. All of those meanings are tied up into that word. And with the nations, and you can see in Jesus' ministry that he likened the separating of the nations into the goats and into the sheep. And they were the people who either treated others generously, they operated in love and compassion for other people groups, or people that did not, whether they were oppressive or whether they were compassionate. They have two different outcomes. You want to be the one that does things right. And so Here he says, for those who are found to be empty and ineffective and worthless, he said there's going to be a bridle in the jaws of the people causing them to err. In other words, they are going to be dragged unwillingly, if you will, into a into a situation where the error of their ways is going to cause them to make a mistake. I remember one person one time, and they were being dealt with, and they said, it appears that I have made a serious mistake. Let's see, which one was it? Indiana Jones and the Search for the Holy Grail, whatever the title was of that. There was a person guarding the Holy Grail, the cup from which Jesus supposedly drank from. The first person reaches up and he grabs it and he says, surely this is a cup fit for the King of Kings. And it was a gloriously glamorous cup. And you picked the wrong cup, it had poison in it, and he picked the wrong cup. And the person said, he has chosen foolishly. And Indiana Jones fills the cup, and it's just a simple wooden chalice, nothing fancy. He said, that's not the cup of a carpenter. This is the cup of a carpenter. And the person says, you have chosen wisely. We're not going to get through all of this chapter today. We'll have to pick it up on Monday. But I don't know at what point in time exactly, but each one of us is going to stand before the Heavenly Father. And he will say, you have either chosen foolishly or you have chosen wisely. The first of those choices is whether or not you have chosen to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Make no mistake about it. It's not a mathematical error that we are talking about dealing with here. It is not just making a wrong turn. We are talking about eternal spiritual choice that only you can make. And there are only two options. There are only two options. One is to embrace Jesus as Lord and Savior, and the other is to reject him. You say, well, I'm just not ready to make that decision yet. Then you have rejected him for now. There may come a time when you get to revisit that, but for this point in time, you have rejected him. That is an error. It is an error to think that your life is better served delaying fulfilling the greatest spiritual need that you have. A defective spirit manifests in defective thinking and defective treatment of our bodies. It will have a negative impact on our finances, on our mental health, and on our physical health. You want to make wise choices when it comes to Jesus. You want to say yes to Jesus. You want to say yes to Jesus as early as possible. That is the decision that will say, you have chosen wisely to delay, to reject, are both terminally wrong decisions. And God doesn't want you to make that. The second decision comes as a result of that. If you've rejected him, that's the final choice that you make. None of the other things that you do in life matter if you reject Jesus. You could have fed 18 million stray animals but rejected Jesus, that doesn't count. You could have done a number of good works. You don't get to heaven via social actions. You get to heaven because of spiritual relationship. Now, for those of us who said yes to Jesus, there are still daily decisions that we must make where we need to choose wisely. We need to choose wisely in raising our children. We need to choose wisely in feasting on His Word. We need to choose wisely in fellowshipping with the saints. There are a lot of wise decisions. And so I don't want anything to cause me to make a mistake. In the Back to the Future movie, I don't remember which one it was. I think in all of them, Marty McFly had a problem with people calling him Chicken, and because of that, he would make bad decisions and his family would end up suffering simply because he couldn't make a good decision whenever somebody questioned whether or not he was a coward or not. Until after he saw what the ramifications could be, and then he said, "Oh, I'd better make a better decision." And so I want to encourage you today, don't let anything get in the way of you making the decision to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I don't care how many bad examples of Christians you've seen. Don't let their bad example prevent you from putting your faith in trust. Don't suffer eternally just because somebody else messed up. Say yes to Jesus. Don't let anything cause you to miss the mark, to make the worst mistake of your life. Don't allow any of that. And only you can make that decision. Isaiah chapter 30. Let's be better at reflecting the goodness of God. Let's allow God to bring more illumination into our life. Let there be more intensity. And let us allow Him to bring healing to us, to our families, our churches, our communities, our country. Because God knows America needs healing. You need healing. And God is the only source of healing. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
My